Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Funnel Hacker Radio. This is going to be a fun ride. I'm so excited to have Anthony Morrison on the show. Anthony, welcome.
Thanks for having me here, man. Excited to be on here with you.
You have to understand, to get Anthony on a show like this is like pulling teeth. It's only taken me like a year and a half. I had to actually give him a $5,000 ring, and it still isn't even close to the rings he normally wears. But
I love my ring.
He's one of our 8-figure award winners, 2 comic club, been crushing it for years. Best part about it, Anthony, is you and I were just talking about, is you're actually building real businesses. And that's really one of the things I want to talk about is, so often people get started in this business, they think they're going to just go out and try to make a quick buck. And you and I were just talking about the SEC coming and basically FTC coming down and shutting everybody down, basically one a month for the last 6 months. And these are guys who've been, again, doing high tens, 20s, even close to $100 million, and they're just doing stupid business. So what I want to talk to you about real quick here is, how do you grow real smart business? Because you've been doing this now for over 10 years. I mean, you've been crushing this thing.
Yeah.
How do you grow a real business?
I've certainly made my mistakes, right? I mean, I've been guilty of follow the leader, follow the path, and kind of see what everybody else is doing and do the same thing. And when I first got started in this business, I was doing it from, kind of like the top down. I mean, I started on television, like most people will start with, let me create an offer or a funnel or whatever online. And then they kind of build their way up and say, hey, I want to reach a bigger audience. I'm going to try television. I was just the opposite. I just said, hey, let's just go put something on TV and sell a book. And so I started off with this like big, blast, right? With tons of customers. We sold over a million books and we had just all these people. And I didn't really know how to create that relationship. And it's something that that I see Russell always has done. And it's something that I think is the reason why ClickFunnels has grown so quickly and so I guess so efficiently. It's because of the relationship that Russell creates with the audience, with your students, with the people that are using your software. And I've implemented the same thing in our business. And I think that is the key to growing a successful business, to growing a long-term business, and then to growing it the right way. Because when you have a really good relationship with the people that have bought your product, the people that are investing their money into your knowledge or your software and tools and things like that, when you create that good relationship, then it's not, you don't have to do all this crap you see all these other people doing to get people to buy something from you. You don't have to push the limit and toe the line. You can literally just say, just like you guys did at the funnel hacking event I was at, hey, check out this new coaching program we have. It's phenomenal. And people just flood and buy. And it's because they're not just buying that program, they're buying into you, and they're buying into you because they believe in you. And they believe the things that you're saying, and they've gotten there through your actions. They're seeing the actions that you've put in place with them. And so I feel like that is the best way to build a real business. Seeing these people that just go out here and run these offers and create a page and slam it with some traffic and try to sell something that's not worth anything and all that kind of stuff. That's just, it's fly by night. How many people have you seen leave the industry since we got started? I mean, way more than that are still here.
Oh, absolutely. And I think actually we were talking about the artwork that's behind you. And it's one of the things I wanted to, both of these guys, this is an audio podcast. You're not seeing it, but I want you to kind of talk about the little piece of art behind you, because I think it ties into exactly what you were just referring to as far as the longevity that happens when you build a real business.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm always trying to inspire myself, but I do webinars every single week. I mean, I've been teaching my students for, three years now. I committed to doing the Success Connection, and it's a weekly training. It's with me, and it's every single week. We don't sell a bunch of stuff. It's literally just teaching, and it really doesn't have anything to do with any specific course that I sell. It's more of an overall, like, here's what's happening today. It's fluid, because it's live every week. And I'm always trying to inspire myself, but I always try to inspire my students, and they always can see what's behind me. And so I started telling them 3 years ago, kind of the core message that I send to my students is never give up. Like, you can't fail if you never stop trying. And so I had this artwork made And it's like ghosted. I know people can't see it, but like all throughout it, there's the message, never give up, but it's, you have to really focus on it in order to see it. And so what you'll find and what I find is there's people that are looking at this artwork behind me and they're seeing this message constantly, they never give up. And I think that's such an important thing. And it's one of the reasons why, you know, why I'm, heck, it's one of the reasons why I'm still here and even doing this podcast with you. Just not even 2 months ago, I lost my dad. And I always thought that if, when my dad, you know, passed away, my dad worked with me, he was very close to me. It was every day I was, you know, working with my dad. I always felt like I would probably just give up, quit, and live at the beach or something. I probably just wouldn't have the drive or the desire to continue doing anything. And that's always been my plan. That's just what I've been programmed to think. And I'll tell you, it's kind of funny. I tell my students this all the time. As much as they need that success connection every week, that time with me where I can teach them and kind of show them the new things. And we use ClickFunnels, you know, every single week in there. As much as they need that for me, I think I need that from them, because when I can see what we're teaching actually helping people, right, actually changing their lives, actually changing their outlook on how to build a business or whether or not they can be successful or whether they failed or maybe they're just still trying, right? Like when I can see the shift in the way people think and the way people feel and the way the results they're getting, you know, that's an inspiration to me to never give up and never stop doing what I'm doing and to keep, as long as I can keep doing it, as long as I'm learning and growing and knowing, you know, understanding new things that I can share with people, I should do it. And I think that's another reason why our business has grown so much. And it's another key to growing a real business and not just, you know, playing on the internet. It's a two-way communication. You want to teach as much as you can to your students. You want to share as much as you can with them, but you also want to learn from them. And you also want to have this opportunity to let them make you a better person, let them make you a better, you know, marketer, let them make you a better teacher. And I think that I've certainly over the last 3 years with our students on the Success Connection, I've accomplished that. And it would have been more difficult for me to just walk away from business knowing that I would leave this big group of people that have stuck with me for 3 years every week, you know? And I think that helps. That helps us to, you know, to do what we do and do it at a high level.
You know, Anthony, I really appreciate that. And especially, I know how close you were to your dad and how tough that was. And I think that, you know, people see you and they see your success and they see, yeah, you know, you and your family are flying around in private jets and you got exotic cars, you're living at the beach. And I think at times when a person is first getting started, it's like, you know what, I'll build a real business after I first get my bills paid. And after I, you know, it's easy for Anthony to say that because he's already made it, quote unquote. If you don't mind, only because I know your story as a kid and everything else and kind of where you've come from, help people understand, how do you build that true connection from the very beginning, realizing, yes, I understand you have to make money and you got to pay your bills. That's the first financial freedom aspect you've got to get to overcome. But how do you do that at the same time building a true, authentic business that's going to last?
Yeah, you know what you do? You maximize the hours in a day. And you know, I've had people and I've kind of gotten away from telling, you know, my story of how I got started, because, you know, in the last few years, because, I mean, obviously it was plastered all over television for, you know, 3.5-4 years. And so I didn't want to just like be so repetitive. But the fact of the matter is, I mean, look, I started a business. I didn't have something like a ClickFunnels. I mean, I had to go hire somebody to build a website. This was back before there was just a point and click and drag. I mean, that stuff didn't exist, you know? So I had to build a website, build a business. I didn't know anything about, you know, what I was doing, but there were a couple of key points that I think really helped me be successful. I was in college. I was going to medical school. I had 22-hour semesters at the time, which is, I had to get the dean to sign off on allowing me to even take that many hours in a semester, because I wanted to get finished quickly and get on to medical school. That was my plan. So those 22 hours were actually 30 hours a week of school when you add in all the labs and things you don't get credit for. So I was just like plastered with school, right? Far more hours that I would have to spend between school and studying than a person would have to spend at their regular job right now, like they have a 9-to-5. And the way I looked at it was, you know, my dad was retired. We were all set. My dad always took great care of us. He invested his money in WorldCom. A lot of people listening to this probably know that story. They went bankrupt. My dad lost almost his entire life savings. And so that was point number one. It created my why, my reason why. And I think that so many people are so eager to just jump on here and make some money, that they never really dig deep into figure out why do they want to make all that money. I never started my business so I could fly on a private plane. That was not my, that had nothing, I didn't even care. I didn't even know that even existed when I started the business. I started it to pay my parents house payment and to keep them from struggling. Like, that was my reason why. When you have a real, like a real substantial, real personal reason why you want to be successful, I think it drives you to look past all these little obstacles that life throws at us, and you start to figure out, how can I get past this instead of why is it holding me back? So for me, I created more hours in my day. I started a business that literally ran 24 hours a day. So at 3 a.m., 4 a.m., 5 a.m., I was up on the telephone working. And at the time, I was selling car parts on the internet. So I had a little e-commerce store. And I never took a minute off, right? So even though I was in class, even though I was working and doing all these things, or studying in class like a lot of people are working, I was working at 8 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 3 a.m. It didn't matter to me, because I knew that my advantage was that I was willing to go the extra mile. I was willing to be open and be working when other people were sleeping and playing, like on the weekends, right? And that's what gave me the opportunity to have success and to build a business while still busy with something else, like busy with life. And my point would be school. For a lot of people, it's, you know, it's work. And then once you see the success that you have from that, I mean, you know, I started making $20,000, $30,000 a month. It's a whole lot easier at that point to then say, hey, I'm going to quit my job and I'm going to focus full time on, you know, on this business. But you have to create the opportunity for you to get it done. So if you have a job, and you certainly don't want to advise people, hey, just quit your job, throw caution to the wind and go build a funnel, right? Like, that's not what, I don't think that that's the message that Russell sends out. I don't think it's the message that any of us send out. I think what we do is we say, eliminate the wasted time. Don't spend time watching television. Don't spend time sitting on Facebook, reading everybody's updates. Get off of Instagram, delete Twitter, you know, put your cell phone down when you get home from work, and really focus on your business and focus on acquiring knowledge and then implementing that knowledge instead of all these other distractions. And you'll find you have so many hours in the day that you can work on your business that you would have already just been wasting anyway, you know? And that's the way I was able to build my business and build a real business while having this whole other thing going on in my life.
Dude, thanks so much for sharing that. I'd like to take it to a new step, and that is, you've helped literally thousands, if not even close to millions of people at some point in your career building their businesses. The part I want to talk to you about right now, though, Anthony, is the scaling aspect, because you've had the ability to scale unlike a lot of the others that in the situation I'm at right now, I know a lot of very, very successful entrepreneurs, but you have, it's been fascinating for me to watch your ability to scale. So if you don't mind, give some people some ideas as far as once they start getting, again, I look as far as, you know, you get in that $2,500 to $750,000 range a year, you got to really focus on scaling. And if you don't mind, tell me, how are you doing the scaling aspect?
Yeah. So one of the things that we implemented about 2 years ago, it was something that seemed like a daunting task, right? And a lot of times I think that that we look at these big complex, I call them daunting tasks, and we kind of put them on our notepad and we say, we're going to get that done. And then, you know, every time you look at it, you just cringe and you think, maybe I'll do something else today, right? One of my big daunting tasks was building out a robust back-end automation, so autoresponder, or, you know, back-end marketing funnel that would continue to market to our students intelligently based on what they were interested in, what they've looked at or clicked on in our educational portal, the questions they've answered on surveys, just all kinds of, all kinds of things. What I found was that currently we have we're approaching a 3-year automation. So if we generate a lead through, we use ClickFunnels. So we generate a lead through ClickFunnels, from our Facebook ads, YouTube ads, you know, Google ads, solo ads, It doesn't matter. Television, direct mail, like all the different marketing channels we use. When we generate a lead, we have a full 3-year sequence that that lead goes through based, and it's intuitive. It's based on what they respond to, what they say, what they buy, what they don't buy, all those types of things. And it's 3 full years of marketing. Now, I had written it out on my notebook and said, need to do really big automation series, right? This will help me scale and make more money. And then I broke it down and I remember, Dave, I remember watching this show and it always stuck with me when I look at and when I take on tasks. I watched this show and it was on television. It was one of these, like who could eat this big hamburger, like could you finish this big hamburger, you know, faster, you know what I mean? It was one of those eating competitions. And there was this little skinny kid, which reminded me of me, because I haven't been able to gain weight since high school, so it's just the way it is. And then there's this really big dude, and they both got this massive, I'm talking like massive hamburger, and they said, okay, who's going to eat it first, and who's going to eat the most of it, and they said, go, right? Well, the little small guy sat there and cut that, I mean, literally, he spent like 5 minutes cutting that stupid hamburger into these little bitty pieces while the other guy is just hammering down on the hamburger, right? At the end of the day, the little guy ate way more of the hamburger. He finished the whole thing. The bigger guy literally almost passed out. And here's why. The big guy is looking at this massive hamburger that he has to eat, right? So, like, every time you take a bite out of something, you're looking at the massive amount of I guess room you still have to go, right? You still have so far to go, it makes you sick. Whereas this other guy was eating just like little bitty bites, right? It's like eating little like chicken nuggets, right? Instead of trying to eat an entire chicken. He was eating little bites. It was never, his mind was never tricked into thinking he couldn't accomplish it because he didn't see anything in front of him except one piece of the puzzle. And so he was able to just keep going and going and going. He ended up eating way more than this other guy. And I always thought to myself, if you break down these daunting tasks, these big things that when you stare at them, they're going to freak you out. You break them down into small little pieces and you accomplish this little piece and then this little piece and you stay focused on the piece that you're working on, that you won't let your attention go to all of the other stuff you have to do to complete this full task. You'll be focused, you'll be energized, you'll be able to complete it. And that's what we did with this. We started off with a seven-day autoresponder automation. And every single week, we added 7 days to it. So every week, we would add another 7, sometimes 10 days to this automation. And over the last 3 years, we've built an autoresponder out with automation that's literally 3 years deep. And now, when we get a lead to scale, it literally allows us to just know, okay, we know what our lifetime value of a lead is. We know what we can pay for a lead. Now we can just take our marketing and go generate leads. And we already know how we're going to generate that revenue. We don't have to then go try to create a new product or try to create some kind of new marketing to make more money. We've already got it planned out and all automated. And I think that that's a massive advantage if you're trying to scale, especially if you're trying to spend, you know, as you spend more money on Facebook or YouTube or whatever, the more you spend, typically the higher the lead cost gets. Sure. So it's always hard to scale because you're always looking at how much money can I make inside of, you know, 30 days. I look at how much money am I going to make over 3 years? And then what point do I get a break even? And then how much profit am I going to make? And for me, man, that we've tripled our revenue every month since we put that in. I mean, that's been a huge piece for me.
Dude, Anthony, that is so cool. I think it's one of those things where people say, oh, yeah, I'm going to get to that sometime. The fact that you guys actually have done it, it's why it's so hard for people to compete against you. It's next to impossible. I mean, you can outspend them on your acquisition. You can, right. Your lifetime value is huge. And you have such an enormous amount of data on your customers. And you're providing value so often and so frequently that I love what you're doing. It reminds me so often I see people, well, they'll create one product, they make money on it, and they're like, okay, now I got to create another product. And instead of creating another product, you created the automation, which allows you just to double down on your customer and goes back to really truly building a real business versus just a fly-by-night product deal. Right.
Real businesses don't look at how much money can I spend today and how much money am I going to make today. They look at how much money does it cost us to acquire a customer and what's the lifetime value of that customer. Too often in our space, we talk about lifetime value, but all people really care about is, if I spent $100 on Facebook today and I only made $90, oh gosh, I'm going broke. But that's because they haven't got a real business. They've got one offer and they've got one thing that they're focused on. We have continued to build out trainings, courses, softwares, and offers that we can provide to our students that are complementary. And then what we did was we built the offers out. Then we said, okay, let's build the automation out, right? And once we got the great thing about it, Dave, is once we got like 7 to 14 days of automation done, we started buying traffic, right? Because we were 14 days ahead of the game. And every week, we just get another 7 to 14 days ahead of the game. So we've got, none of our leads ever get stuck, in other words, right? Where they're just sitting there waiting for something. There's always something there. And we're always 7 to 14 days ahead of the very earliest leads that we got. And then for the new ones that come in today, for 3 years, our automations take over and do all kinds of awesome stuff that, again, like you said, lets us outspend people on the marketing channels. And it lets us not worry so much about how much did it cost today to get a lead versus yesterday. We just look at the average cost per lead, and we know what we're going to make, and it makes it very easy to make decisions on marketing.
Dude, I love it. Well, Anthony, again, I could spend days talking to you. I always love whenever we ever have the opportunity of connecting. As we kind of get close to wrapping things up, how can people get a hold of you? How do they get onto your weekly success connection calls?
Yeah, definitely. So we've got our student portal is probably the best way. It's at morrisoneducation.com. So if you go to morrisoneducation.com, you can create a free account. And when you get inside of that account, that's kind of our student portal where all of our students go in and access their trainings, their courses and softwares and things like that. But there's also a big ad there for our Success Connection training. It's it's completely free. It's what I do for our students. It's almost 100% focused on, ClickFunnels because that's what I use, So every single week we're building funnels. We give funnels to our students. We give them my funnels. And we really just try to help elevate their knowledge and their ability to implement and use the ClickFunnels software, because that's what we're doing anyway. So this is not my big ad for ClickFunnels, and it never was. It just simply is what it is. That's what I do, and I always teach what I'm doing. And so it just kind of worked out that, talking about ClickFunnels every Thursday night is kind of what happens. But you can check out at morrisoneducation.com, create a free account, and you'll get some free trainings and stuff, and then access to my weekly training.
Sounds great. Always great talking to you. Thanks so much, Anthony. We'll be in touch soon.
Absolutely.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. If you don't mind, could you please share this with others? Rate and review this podcast on iTunes. It means the world to me. Where I'm trying to get to is 1 million downloads here in the next few months. And we've just crushed through over 650,000. And I just want to get that next few 100,000 so we can get to 1 million downloads and see really what I can do to help improve and get this out to more people. At the same time, if there's a topic, if there's something you'd like me to share or someone you'd like me to interview, by all means, just reach out to me on Facebook. You can PM me, and I'm more than happy to take any of your feedback, as well as if there's people you'd like me to interview, I'm more than happy to reach out and have that conversation with you. So again, go to iTunes, rate and review this, share this podcast with others, and let me know how else I can improve this or what I can do to make this better for you guys. Thanks.